This is the Insecurity Brief podcast. It features tech news and analysis throughout the world. This podcast is made possible through advertising and listeners like you. If you can't donate, please share this program. We depend on you.
Good morning, I'm Tripp, and you're listening to the Insecurity Brief podcast. We need you to share this program for us to succeed. Don't forget to follow, subscribe this podcast, and visit my website, tripulix.com/insecurity. There you can catch up on past episodes or even donate. Today, there's an important update to Microsoft Edge, a huge Facebook scraping data leak, and Google disables old Androids. What Honey has to say. This alert came to me yesterday via email from the Center for Internet Security, the Multi-State Sharing and Analysis Center, dated Tuesday, the 28th of September at 4:01 p.m. Multiple vulnerabilities in Microsoft Edge could allow arbitrary code execution. Multiple vulnerabilities have been discovered in Microsoft Edge. The most severe could result in remote code execution. Microsoft Edge is a Chromium-based internet browser made by Microsoft, which is installed by default on all new Windows computers. Edge was a replacement for Internet Explorer and runs faster with more features. Successful exploration of the most severe of these vulnerabilities could allow an attacker to execute arbitrary code in the context of the browser, depending on the privileges associated with the application. An attacker could view, change, or delete data. If the application has been configured to have fewer user rights on the system, exploitation of the most severe of these vulnerabilities could have less impact than if it was configured with administrative rights. According to Google, this exploit exists in the wild. Now, this is the problem with Windows versus every other operating system out there, except for phones, because the Android operating system doesn't allow this, and which is silly. And that is logging in as the administrator. There's a basic thing about Windows that you really need to address. If you're a home computer user, chances are you're an admin, because Microsoft by default creates an admin user that you log into and you install. And most people go on from there thinking that they're all set, and what Microsoft has set you up for is catastrophic failure. So what you need to do is go into your settings and create another user that doesn't have any rights. They call it a local user. These operating systems all have their own deficits, but that stands to be one of the biggest deficits in Windows itself.
Cybernews.com released a new article on the 23rd of September by the Cybernews team called 3.8 billion Clubhouse and Facebook user records allegedly scraped and merged, put for sale online. A user on a popular hacker forum is selling a database with supposedly 3.8 billion user records. The database was allegedly compiled while combining 3.8 billion phone numbers from a previous scrape, and now they combine them with their Facebook profiles. This includes their names, their phone numbers, and other data. The poster is offering $100,000 for the full database, but he is willing to split the archive into smaller portions for potential buyers. Originally, when he first had the phone numbers up on the forum, the phone numbers by themselves weren't of buying interest to people. But now with the combination of the data with their Facebook information, it is a juicy buy. What this means for people who have had their data scraped, they could be targeted by phishing schemes or social engineering campaigns. They can receive spam on all 3.8 billion phone numbers and their Facebook profiles, or their passwords could be brute forced for their Facebook profiles. If you suspect that your data has been scraped by these threat actors, you can enable 2FA, change your password, be suspicious of any social engineering or strange requests, especially requests that have links that and they're trying to get you to click on the link, or if they're trying to get you to install software. Just don't do it. And and also cybernews.com has a personal data leak checker that you could check your data and see if you were compromised.
Wow. That's a you know, having trusting these guys with anything, you know, these big players, you know, Facebook will make moves like they really care, and they don't, you know, none of them do. Reddit doesn't. And the problem with the 2FA too is these guys all want to get your phone number so that they can have it scraped some more.
Yeah, so they can sell it. So they're like, oh, as a security implementation, give us your phone number, give us more data. And we all know that, well, at least we know that 2FA is not bulletproof. It can be compromised as well. Your phone can be cloned.
Yeah, well,
if somebody's really after you.
Look what happened to Jack twice. Jack Dorsey owns Twitter. So Twitter had his phone number was cloned, and the attacker used the cloned phone number and sent a reset password and then posted stuff as Jack Dorsey on Twitter. Twice.
Yeah. That's what happens to these guys.
Yeah, you haven't heard of Zuckerberg having that happen yet, and you know that it really did. I think that they just control the news better than Twitter.
Oh, maybe. Maybe Zuckerberg isn't even on Facebook. He like doesn't have a cell phone. He can't be hacked.
We'll see. This was uploaded by secnews.gr by Digital Fortress, September 27th. Android users are going to be left without access to Google Maps, YouTube, and Gmail from today. September 27th. Google confirmed that some Android devices will lose access to these applications. In fact, it's been known since last August. If users do not update their Android phones or buy one quickly, the new smartphone will be excluded from the use of applications. Google announced the deadline in a short post on its site. Specifically, the company had said that it intended to prevent users from signing into Google account on devices running Android 2.3. This old version of the Android operating system was released December 2010, almost 11 years ago. Google said it's decided to withdraw support for the old version as part of our ongoing effort to keep users safe. Yeah, right. They're always thinking of us, aren't they?
They're so mean. I mean, yes, on one hand, the software is very old, but just if it's still working for some people and they're used to it and they like using it and they're accepting the risks of being hacked or having other vulnerabilities, isn't it up to the consumer? I mean, because these people, anybody using this old Android version, they're gonna try and use their phone and find they can't sign into their Google account. They can't access Maps, Gmail, or YouTube. And all they're gonna get is an error, even if they use the right credentials. So this is it's mean. I mean, blocking Maps from somebody, what if somebody is like stranded somewhere, all they have is their old backup phone, is running Android 2.3, and now they're like stuck.
Yeah.
So, these guys don't think about really the ramifications of forcing people to use certain versions of software. It's very controlling.
Yeah, it is. And the other side of it too is, and this is the principle. It's not their stuff. It's our stuff. It's our equipment. We buy it, we pay for it, and they're going to decide that we need the newest thing so that they can surveil us more. Did you see or hear, Gupta, of the amount of data that somebody downloaded from Google? They downloaded their Google history.
No, I
And
didn't
you
hear.
can download this too. And it's you
Yeah.
can request everything they have on you. The guy downloaded 5 petabytes of data.
Whoa. Whoa, that's a lot. He like never deleted anything.
Not only didn't delete, but the thing is, if you even if you don't have a connection, the Android devices, particularly the phone, it has a compass in it and a motion sensor. So it all by itself can tell if it's in a car or if you're walking, and can make a determination because of starting and stopping. From what I've read and heard, that it can determine whether you're on in a private vehicle or on public transportation.
Wow,
And
depending on how many stops you make. That's very clever.
it's built into the Android device, which is separate, so that when the phone does get a connection, it uploads all that data to Google. So
Wow.
it's not like you disconnect and you walk around and then you make a connection and Google didn't track you the entire time. Oh, they did.
Wow. Well, this is yeah, it's a police state we're starting to live in here. It's really
Well, it's
crazy.
been that way for quite a while, and
Yeah.
people that don't understand how much of a police state we actually do live in, it's really mind-boggling.
Yeah, this is some scary stuff. You can upgrade to Android 3.0 if you have an older phone and it won't support the newest version, which is 11. At least you can update to 3.0, and then you can do that by going to System Advanced, System Update, and then you can have access to your stuff again. So good
Yeah.
luck, guys. I really hope nobody's stranded from this.
Yeah, I do too. But at any rate, until next time, I'm Trip.
I'm Honey.
Have a great one.